I'm shocked by every plate in front of me. Apparently, a lot of pet owners give their dogs raw eggs or meat, saying that this is what they would, I guess, essentially eat in the wild in their natural habitat.
I don't want to freak people out here because, you know, you're going to have chicken and eggs to cook for yourself. And if you can cook for yourself or your children, you can cook for your pets. So I don't want to overblow the risk. But uncooked chicken and eggs have salmonella and E. coli. They can have. And one of the things that's unusual for eggs, you would think, and I have clients do this, oh, their coat's a little dry, so I'll give them a raw egg. There's actually something in there called avidin in a raw egg that binds up biotin, which is a necessary B vitamin for skin. So you actually get dry skin from them giving raw eggs. Cooked eggs is not a problem.
Okay.
So, but you actually, you think you're doing it to help their skin, and actually you're hurting their skin. So,
okay. So a no-no. Stay away. All right. And we have here onions and some garlic.
And chives. Now, this is an unusual thing here. It can cause stomach upset. And again, in low doses, some of the pet recipes you have, some of the treats have this. And at low doses, it's not going to be a problem. But you especially see this in cats that have had something that has a lot of onions in it. It actually causes the red blood cells to lyse. And so you'll actually see them urinate, and there'll be blood in the urine. So you can, in really severe cases, like if a dog or cat ate a whole onion, you can actually see them in a severe medical emergency. Small amounts are okay, but, you know, since we, again,
better
we don't know the dosage, I
wouldn't
include that in your homemade recipe.
Well, how about raw bones, yes or no, and milk? It's very cliche to give a cat milk. Raw bones and milk.
I'd say raw bones, no. In the wild, yes, but other dogs are not used to it. You see a lot of medical emergencies where the bones split and perforate the intestines, no.
Stay away. What
milk,
about milk?
You take lactase. You know, just think about it. When a puppy or kitten, they don't have cow's milk. They have their mother's milk, right? So they don't have lactase to digest lactose. Small amounts of milk are okay, but there's other products like catsup that are available that have no lactose in it. They're a much better substitute.
Look the same, but made of different ingredients. Okay, and lastly, we want to bring Mia back because you have some very interesting tips when it comes to administering. Thank you.
Well, you know,
oral medications.
Yeah, you always want to call animal poison control if you have a problem with anything. ASPCA's animal poison control, because they're very experienced on what to do with these. They're available 24 hours. But you may call them or your veterinarian, and if your pet is poisoned, say it's ingested drain cleaner, you don't want it to regurgitate the drain cleaner, so you want to call them first. If the pet is seizuring, already showing signs, you don't want to make him regurgitate. But let's say it just got into DECOM, the rat poison, or it just ate a bunch of macadamia nuts. They want you to make it vomit. What you do is you just get regular household hydrogen peroxide here. And what I want to show you, a lot of times if you try to give medications, oral medications to a dog, you know, you open their mouth up, and people open it up and they try to squirt it right over the base of their mouth right here. Well, what is, the pet ends up just spitting it out. So what you do is you just grab the corner of the lip right here. Watch this. And you just squirt it right here like a funnel, and it runs right down the back of their throat, and it's gone.
Seamless.
So just use it like the funnel runs down the base of the tooth, down the throat, never ends up on you.
Excellent. Invaluable information as always, Dr. Marty Becker. Thanks again for joining us today. And believe it or not, there's even more information out there on people foods that can be poisonous to your pet. To see the full ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center list of foods you should be wary of and how to find out contacting them if your pet is in trouble, log on to abcnewsnow.com, click on the GMA Now logo, and you can adopt him at the Humane Society of New York. Thanks for watching.